Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a temporary state of emergency in Virginia where a gun rights rally is set for today in Richmond, the capital city. Activists will protest a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations. The Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's executive order declaring a state of emergency bans all firearms and weapons from the capital's property until tomorrow. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says they don't want a repeat of the 2017 gun rights rally in Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was killed.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville, and so we're doing everything we can.
Ahead of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump that starts tomorrow, a Gallup poll finds 44% of Americans approve of the job the president's doing. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A deadly mass shooting last night outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri, as people were gathering to celebrate the win by the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Police say two people were killed before an armed security guard killed the shooter.
Right now we have 15 unidentified people that have shown up at area hospitals around the metro area. Of those right now, three are listed in critical condition.
And two people are dead and five others wounded in a shooting at a San Antonio bar last night. Police there say it happened at about 8 at the club near the Riverwalk, and the suspect is still on the loose. It stemmed from a fight that broke out during a concert inside the club. Another all-female spacewalk continues at the International Space Station. Astronauts Jessica Meyer and Christina Cook are installing a new set of solar array batteries aboard the International Space Station. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top movies at the box office over the weekend, and there is a new number one.
These streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad boys.
One last time. One last time.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence star in the blockbuster hit Bad Boys for Life, bringing in a total weekend gross of $59.2 million. Dr. Dolittle is at number two with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas, bringing in $22.5 million. 1917 is at number three with $22.1 million. Jumanji, The Next Level, drops down to number four with $9.6 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is at number five with $8.4 million. Number six, Just Mercy, coming in at $6 million. Little Women is at number 7 with 5.9 million. Knives Out at number 8 with 4.3 million. Like a Boss is at number 9 with 3.8 million. And still on the charts, Disney's Frozen 2 at number 10 with 3.7 million. I'm Wendy King.
And the 49ers defeated the Green Bay Packers last night to win the NFC Championship and head to the Super Bowl to face the Kansas City Chiefs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, never stop.
Well, we're remembering Martin Luther King. It is a day off for many and a celebration for all of America, as it should be. It was Dr. Martin Luther King who had the dream that we would be judged not by the color of our skin, but the content of our character. And that dream and that vision is alive and well. And as we were talking with Bruce Kaufman in the first hour this morning, I just sense and I feel that this, you know, that we're moving the needle to where the dream and vision that Martin Luther King had for America is being realized. And that even in this contentious society in which we live in, with the politics being what it is, as I've told my kids many times, you know, experience defines preference. And America is experiencing a lot of things here right now with all this contention. You know, Democrats going after a president to impeach him. I mean, really, is this the future of America? Is this what we want? I mean, which isn't to say that impeachment should not be a consideration. I mean, there was the reason that our founding fathers had made that part of our Constitution or gave us that remedy, so that in the case of having someone, a president of the United States, who had actually committed a crime and there was reason for him to be impeached, that should be it. But to do something based on a partisan basis, as what we're seeing right now, and of course, this is going to be a process, and the truth will continue to be revealed, and we'll pick it up from there. But right now, we're honored to have Timothy Mahoney with us, and we're going to be talking about this investigative documentary, The Red Sea Miracle, that exposes the intricacies of the long-celebrated Old Testament event. Now, it's going to be coming to movie theaters, an epic and unprecedented twin film release from Patterns of Evidence that's going to happen in February and May of this year. And Patterns of Evidence, Makers of the Exodus and the Moses Controversy, is going to release its newest title, The Red Sea Miracle, a different kind of cinematic biblical adventure featuring award-winning filmmaker Timothy Mahoney, as I mentioned. The Red Sea Miracle dives deep into long-held views of Moses' ancient parting of the Red Sea to investigate the validity of one of God's most celebrated miracles. Timothy Mahoney is with us right now. Timothy, happy Monday to you. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on the show. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, great to have you here to talk about, this latest in the series of Patterns of Evidence. Tell us more about the Red Sea Miracle.
Well, this film actually began almost 20 years ago when I first went to Egypt in 2002, and we were actually searching for the route of the Exodus, and I went to a number of different locations that people had suggested that might have been the sea crossing, and I didn't know that it would take 20 years to finally get to an answer to all this.
See, well, that's one thing. When you're an investigative reporter or anything, is in, you know, you get strings. You start pulling on these strings, and you realize they're not as short as you thought they were, right?
That's right. Exactly. In fact, I had some people say that you can't sell this. No one's been able to sell this. And I'm not going to suggest that I completely have solved it, but I have certainly uncovered some amazing patterns of evidence.
Mm-hmm. So for the Red Sea miracle, what was the specific evidence that you were looking for?
Well, the question is where did this miraculous event happen that is so gripped so many people over the years, the mm-hmm. parting of water? And when I first went to Egypt, I was actually told, what ended up happening was I was told that there really was no evidence for the Israelites in Egypt. And so I kind of put the where did the sea crossing happen off mm-hmm. to basically go and start to investigate the story of Joseph coming into Egypt and the Israelites living there and growing into a multitude that then they became enslaved. So that was the first investigation I did, as you know, mm-hmm. which was called Patterns of Evidence, the Exodus. And then later on people said, well, we don't even have any confidence that Moses wrote the Bible, the first books of the Bible. And that then became the Moses controversy investigation. So now, 20 years later, I have been looking at really what would be the route of the Exodus to the sea crossing and then on to Mount Sinai. That's the new focus of these investigations. And it turned into such a big investigation that it had to be put into two feature film documentaries.
Mm-hmm. And so these documentaries, this is why February and May of this year, they're going to be released, right?
That's correct, yes. And what we found is, Bill, what it is that there were two different major viewpoints. One I call Egyptian, and the other I call Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
for where the sea crossing happened. The Egyptian view tends to bring the story, the narrative of the Bible, close to Egypt at a marshy lake. And they're looking at words that are Egyptian words that they think might be connected with the scripture that are Hebrew words. Their words are sort of loan words, as they would say. And the other group is Hebrew, and they believe that the crossing didn't happen near Egypt, but it is across the Sinai at the Gulf of Aqaba, and that it was across a mighty sea. And those are the two different viewpoints. And there's different variations of them, but those are the two different competing ideas that this film is going to be exploring.
Wow, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about what the controversy would be, and that you would have, it only makes sense that you would have an Egyptian worldview and certainly a Hebrew worldview of, you know, where the event had taken place. Although, you know, we find it biblically, the Hebrews were pretty good, and the biblical account was, you know, it's pretty good about, you know, I think giving you some description of the area, is it not?
Yeah. In fact, there are geographical descriptors that basically put the name of the sea in Hebrew was called Yam Suf. Mm-hmm. And Yam means sea. The question is what does Suf mean? But when Moses later on writes about the boundaries of Israel, he actually says that one of the boundaries is from Yam Suf. And many people see that as the Gulf of Aqaba. The southern tip of Israel is touching the tip of Gulf of Aqaba. So that's the boundary of Israel.
And how far from Egypt would that be?
That's about 150 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately. And so the question is did the Israelites have these events happen within a 10 or 20 mile radius of where Egypt was, or was it did they cross the Sinai Peninsula and then have the event of the Exodus sea crossing happen at the Gulf of Aqaba?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the investigation. And so we have a departure point. We know that they left Egypt, and by the way, Bill, we found new evidence, powerful new evidence of the departure point that is pointing towards what the Bible said had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be revealing that in this new film. And then we know there was a destination, too. There's a destination they're going, which was Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
In between those two locations is a sea crossing.
And so you go in between, but we know that they were wandering there for a purpose. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a straight beeline to Mount Sinai, was it?
No. In fact, it says that they left and they were led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. And then something happened. God told them to turn and camp by the sea. And this turning point is what we investigate in the different viewpoints.
Wow, this is awesome. Timothy, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Timothy after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, he's at it again.
just the way we like it, at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Timothy Mahoney continues as we're discussing the latest installment of Patterns of Evidence, this investigative documentary on the Red Sea Miracle. As I mentioned, the latest installment of the Pattern of Evidence series by the filmmaker, who has researched different theories on the Red Sea crossing miracle. The film will be released. It's going to be released in two parts, right, Timothy?
That's correct. February 18th is part one, mm-hmm. and May 5th is part two. And I think it's somewhat unprecedented. It's the first time this has really happened in this setting.
Now, and again, the reason for the two-part release?
It's just such a big story. It's such a big investigation that we realized that we couldn't do it justice in just a two-hour experience. And after the film, by the way, there's a panel discussion that we're going to be having as well. And it's going to be quite an evening. It's a Fathom event, a one night only. So only on February 18th will you be able to see this in the theaters.
So you're going to be driving everybody nuts waiting for the second part after they've... been presented the first part, right?
Oh, Bill, I've already heard that. People are saying that have seen it. They said they think that possibly this is the best Patterns of Evidence film yet, and they can't wait to see the second part.
Well, isn't that what we say in the entertainment business, is that you want them wanting for more?
Yes, and that's the case. It really is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, again, to remind everybody, explain to them, and again, this is, I think, the benefit of the whole Fathom event process and the idea. It for something like this, this is the perfect venue, is it not?
It really is. We actually have a pre-show that, you know, when you come before the program, there's going to be a 20-minute pre-show, just a little bit of background, and we have our sponsors that are being giving their messages at that time. But we also have then this feature film. It's 2 hours long with an intermission. We've found that it helps to have an intermission in the program, so if you want to get up and just go to the restroom or get some more popcorn, you can. But you can talk to your friends. Because
I was going to say, I'm sure that's going to be a good time to interact with one another, and you're not disturbing, you know, not disturbing your neighbor there, because, you know, when you see something like this, that's what you want to do, is kind of have a chance to, you know, talk about it and say, hey, this is what is this what you understand? And, you know, that's going to be exciting.
Well, what happens, too, is that, you know, you've often heard the fact that, was it the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds? Mm-hmm. And this is, we're going to basically be uncovering how that all came about. And then the question is how many people actually left Egypt? Which direction did they go? Did they cross the desert? How did they cross this desert? Was there water? All these different questions that have been raised, because some people say, well, the Bible doesn't really mean what it says. Some people are saying, well, it didn't really mean that there were 600,000 men. And then if you add the women and children, that would have been several million.
Exactly.
Others are saying, well, that's impossible. How could that happen? But these are the questions, is when do we basically say what, you know, read what the Bible is saying, and do we take it for what it says? And these are the investigative things that I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. And it's quite powerful what it uncovers.
Well, in 400 years, it started out with an original 70, right? 70 Hebrews.
Yeah, actually, those are the men.
Yes.
So they were probably several hundred, if you add even the other people that came along with them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so in 400 years, is it realistic to consider that you're going to have, you know, several million people involved here, even though there was a direct attempt to abort many of the babies?
Yes. And when you start to think about the fact that people lived you know, longer, and they were productive in having children, lots of children, you know,
right.
Actually Jacob had 12 sons. And so these families, the Bible says that God was blessing them, and they were multiplying greatly. And so they turned into a nation there. While they were in Egypt, God provided for them to grow into a mighty nation.
Exactly. Yes. Wow. This is now,
you know, in terms of, you know, yes, we have the biblical recount of what happened with the Exodus and the Red Sea miracle, but also, of course, we have Cecil B. DeMille's movie of the Ten Commandments, and so you're dealing with those two narratives, right?
Yes, exactly. In fact, I've been in contact and have become friends with the Cecil B. DeMille family, mm-hmm. and his granddaughter, Cece, is in the movie, and we've incorporated a way to have Cecil speak to us in the movie, too. And so we're contrasting this amazing film, The Ten Commandments. Was that vision that we have seen for year after year of the Ten Commandments and the Exodus out of Egypt, was that just Hollywood showing us the fact that the Israelites passed through walls of water? Well, the Bible does say that the Israelites passed through walls of water. And so the question is, what would that have looked like? So we've done a lot of special animations and recreations and dramatic recreations of the Israelites leaving and passing through the desert and through the sea. And these are things that people haven't seen for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really a wonderful experience to see this film.
Well, you know, and throughout the Bible, we're reminded that, you know, there is an oral tradition component to the Word of God and to the story. And this really reintroduces the importance of the oral tradition, doesn't it?
Well, I think what I did the Moses controversy, I think the oral part was to teach these commands and teach these things to your children.
Yes.
But they also wrote them down. So the reason why I did the Moses controversy was to see that Moses was writing an itinerary. He basically said, we left at this place and we traveled here to this camp. And then we went from there to this camp. And then God told us to turn. And then we were camped by the sea. And then the Egyptians came. And so he's telling us what had happened. So what I did is I decided to follow the scripture all the way through, you know, verse by verse, and mm-hmm. take you on this journey and give the audience an opportunity to look at the different viewpoints very clearly so that they can make a decision. And I think when you see how it could happen, it just really encourages people and affirms their faith.
Exactly. Timothy, for you, as you went into this project, it's got to be a little bit of an opportunity, because you go in and you have your own understanding and beliefs, but then again, as an investigative reporter, you've got to really kind of almost set that aside and really look for confirmation, right?
Yeah, and I think that that's been the journey for me. I've actually had to go on a both an investigative journey, but also a spiritual journey, mm-hmm. as I've looked at these things. And the hard part I had was the numbers. To be honest with you, to think that there could be that many people, because I've been in the desert and I know how difficult it is.
Exactly.
But as I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, well, if God can sustain, in fact, I actually say this in the film, if God can sustain that many people in the wilderness, what can he do for me and my family today?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you look at the birds of the air. They have a way of being fed every day, and they're all taken care of. I think it was estimated one time, there was a study done, and said even the most wealthiest man, I think they exampled, you know, wealthiest person out of Texas, that it was only a matter of days that he could supply the food for the birds. They're just in Texas, much less around the world.
Oh, really? Yeah, because it would cost so much in bird feed, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, for you, as you're, and I'm glad to hear you say, because I could imagine that here it is spiritually, the impact that it would have on you and the reinforcement in doing this and the new things that you were learning. And, you know, we can talk about confirmations, but even new revelation that came down for you. What a blessing.
I think that the journey that we all have is, you know, is God's word true? And a lot of young people today are questioning God's word. And yes. These films are investigative films. And so if anyone would like to go see it, they can get tickets at patternsofevidence.com. Patternsofevidence.com. And you can bring that son or daughter, bring your children, bring your that uncle, that bring your relatives and family.
Exactly. Basically, you've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a temporary state of emergency in Virginia where a gun rights rally is set for today in Richmond, the capital city. Activists will protest a series of bills that would tighten gun regulations. The Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's executive order declaring a state of emergency bans all firearms and weapons from the capital's property until tomorrow. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says they don't want a repeat of the 2017 gun rights rally in Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was killed.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville, and so we're doing everything we can.
Ahead of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump that starts tomorrow, a Gallup poll finds 44% of Americans approve of the job the president's doing. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
And people in Iran are happy, and they're giving out, you know, in the Middle East, it's cultural practice to, when something wonderful happens, when there's a marriage or when there's a celebration, you give out cookies, you make cakes, and you should see the videos that are coming out. People are baking cakes. People are giving out cookies in public, in the streets, because they're happy. You know, I mean, I don't know. Do we live in a closed society that we don't know that most people in the Middle East are not free? Specifically in Iran, it's an Islamic state. There's no freedom of religion. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of peaceful, protest. And for anyone who disagrees with the regime, they're arrested, they're jailed, they're tortured. Yeah, there's a lot of video coming out right now about, you know, the funeral of Qasem Soleimani. It's so much propaganda, you guys. The regime has been saying death to America for 40 years. They forced us in school to say death to America. I was 7 years old. I didn't know what I was saying. And the people that are, like, saying that right now, they're called the Besigye. They're like, you know, they're getting paid. They're the ones that get paid to kill people on the street. So, yeah, they're going to say death to America, but that's not the people. The majority of the people in the Middle East don't hate America. They don't hate Donald Trump. And I'm probably going to lose a lot of friends for saying this, but thank you, Mr. Trump, for making a very hard decision and for having the moral courage to do something that probably a lot of world leaders wouldn't have had.
Well, you've been hearing her voice for the last couple of weeks because we've been playing this audio clip. I did not know, had not met Erica before, didn't even know her name, but, you know, we needed to hear her perspective as an Iranian activist. Well, she posted this passionate video on her YouTube and Facebook pages, and it's received over 4 million views in just 3 days. The message she is sharing is much needed, I think we would all agree, especially in this political climate that we live in today. And she's on a mission to expose the media's distorted view of the situation in Iran. Erica Kazraya is with us right now. Erica, great to meet you. Finally, I did not know your name, but when this audio clip had come across, I said, well, we've got to play this. So we have been giving it additional exposure here at Bill Martinez Live for the last couple of weeks, and I thank you for your honesty and your courage.
Well, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a voice of the voiceless. I'm so grateful. And good morning to everyone out there that's listening.
Well, Erica, this is, you know, this is the challenge, and this is the basis of this radio show, why we even do it, is in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And the truth requires courage these days. I mean, for you, you know, as you concluded the statement there, that chances are you're going to lose some friends because of your perspective and what you see in terms of the justice that is being experienced here, and the justice that was experienced as a result of the killing of Soleimani.
Well, I find it to be quite poignant that I'm interviewing with you today on a day where we honor Martin Luther King. And as he said, there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must take it because his conscience tells him is right. And my conscience tells me that, you know, the mainstream media has turned the American people into zombies. We you know, repeat talking points instead of actually thinking for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this issue, human rights shouldn't be a partisan issue. The American people stand with advocates of democracy and human rights, you know, in the Middle East. You know, there's Iraqi protesters in Baghdad. There's Lebanese protesters. There's people of Iran, the people of Syria. And they don't have a voice. You know, their governments hold them hostage. You know, there's very little human rights in the region. Mm-hmm. And for those of us who live in Washington, we hear the same talking points, but the American people just don't get it. They're tired of, you know, experts sitting on, you know, in fancy offices talking to the media. And I just felt like, and this video was made just for my little network. I had no idea it was going to catch the buzz that it has.
Right, but exactly. Well, thank God it has, because, Erica, what you were giving voice to are those Iranians and others throughout the Middle East who are oppressed. And for them to exhibit this kind of courage, like you say, just to do something rather traditional when there is a positive event in their culture where they're baking cakes and they're celebrating in the streets and all that, I mean, that takes courage. They do that at risk because, as you say, the government, the ruling government, they'll put you in jail. They'll kill you for doing that sort of thing, right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the media tried to, you know, sort of glorify this, you know, this man as if he was some hero. And unfortunately, the other side can't protest. The other side can't speak. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that were at Qasem Soleimani's funeral procession were forced to be there. The government was shut down. Schools were shut down. People were bussed in. And so this propaganda that the regime has tried to kind of show the world, it backfired. Because what happened is that, you know, Iranian students came to the streets and started protesting. not only Qasem Soleimani's funeral, you know, but also the downing of the Ukrainian airliner that they shot down. And for 3 days, they lied to the Iranian people on state TV, and then they were forced to come and say, no, we shot it down accidentally, of course. But, you know, the people of the region have had enough. Qasem Soleimani is someone who terrorized the governments and the peoples of the region for many decades. And, you know, President Trump moved the regime closer to collapse. The regime is weak at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we, the Iranian people, do not advocate for war. And this is a fight that belongs to the Iranian people. We do want to see the American people stand, I want to see that the American people come and stand behind our president.
Right.
He stood up to a terror state and eliminated a terrorist. So, this needs to be understood by the American people. And I think the reason the video went viral is I think the average American really doesn't have an understanding of what's going on in layman terms.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, Erica, the other thing is that when you consider where Iran is, America's been there. You know, this is what we went through in our founding. And guess what? We had outside support from stronger nations who came alongside the early patriots and the founding fathers of our great country. And this is how freedom grows and it expands. And this is the opportunity. And Donald Trump, I believe, sees that. And this is why he's been in support of that. And to offer, you know, and to give a way out to the Iranian people, as you say, the reasonable people there in Iran who are peace-loving, and they want to live their lives in a way for themselves and their families to where they can be, respected participants of the not only of their own homeland, but the world at large.
Absolutely, and we need policy based on principle. Mm-hmm. We can't cater to a regime that is the world's leading state of, you know, terror for 40 years. We can't allow an unstable regime to obtain and use nuclear weapons. The American people need to understand this is not a regime that thinks rationally. They really believe in this ideology, and they have oppressed their own people. There are no human rights for women, for, you know, people who are opposing the regime. There's no freedom of religion. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of peaceful protest. Anyone who opposes the regime is jailed. There are 7,000 political prisoners right now in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands of people have been killed. Innocent kids have been killed in the streets because they want to protest peacefully.
Exactly.
So, today we as Americans must be grateful for the fact that we have freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to carry a gun,
for that matter, right?
So it is a great privilege to live in America. We serve as a great example of freedom and democracy. And I implore to the American people, let's have good conversations with each other. Let's be kind to one another. Even if we don't agree, let's find something to agree on.
Without a doubt. Erica Khazrai has been our guest, the activist Iranian that we've heard so much for. And now we can put a bit of a face and a voice and a name to her. Erica, thank you for being with us.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Adam Holt's going to be joining us in just a moment. Adam is the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com department, and we got some movies to talk about, so he'll be joining us as I catch a breath here, as I had to run down the hallway for just a moment. I'll tell you, you know, in the old days, I could do any problem. But now you've caught me as I'm trying to catch my breath here. So we're standing by. So we're so grateful, you know, for Adam and all the great work that he and his team do at Focus on the Family. And so do we have him? Okay, all right, we're still trying to get him. I think he's at a different, could very likely be at a different phone number today. And but we've got backup cell numbers and all that good stuff, so we should be able to track him down. Because that's the way we roll here. Okay, so we do have him. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. We're padding for time here. I was... at a time I really need you here because I had to run down the hallway for just a moment, and so I was catching my breath. So in the meanwhile, I was able to, get it together. How are we doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing? I'm good. Being out of breath.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, it's all good. We're in Las Vegas. We're here for the annual SHOT Show, and today is kind of a setup day, and so we may hear a lot of background noise as they're still in the process of setting up. We're on Radio Row, and so it's going to be, 4 or 5 exciting days of, talking about
you know, our Second Amendment rights and all that goes along with it.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's quite the show. It's the first time we've been here to do the show live. And so, in fact, later on this afternoon, we'll get an opportunity to go to the range and to, you know, participate in some, in some activity there and fire off some automatic weapons. How fun is that? I haven't done that since advanced infantry training in the Marine Corps.
I often say that in the right context, there's not much more fun than firing off automatic weapons.
Oh, yes, in the right context, exactly. But, and especially, you know, today in light of all that's going on in Virginia, we got so many people, you know, coming, thousands of people as a show. And this is one of those annual events that they do in Virginia where you go and you get to talk to the legislature and demonstrate your interest. And in this particular case, the focus clearly on the Second Amendment that's going on there. So a very good deal there for and we just pray that, hey, it's conducted in a rather safe way. There's been a lot of conjecture and ideation of what possibly could happen, but that's like anything. When you live in a free society, anything could happen, right?
Well, that's true, and I think that it's important for people to we got to deal with each other in good faith, and I know that doesn't always happen, but, you know, it's one thing when something bad happens. It's another thing when one side goads the other into making it happen. And,
exactly.
You know, it's just, it's not the place for poking. Can we just, you know, let people express their views without trying to goad them into making a terrible choice, you know?
No, we don't need to back people in corners here, and you're exactly right. And interestingly enough, that we find that this is all being done as we celebrate Martin Luther King's memorial, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think that Martin Luther King Jr. obviously had a message that resonates today. It was a message of equality, and it was a message of peace. And I think sometimes in our cultural frustration, we get tired of the second option. And I'm saying we in the broadest possible sense, both sides, you know.
Well, because we've been agitated. I mean, people have been poked for a long time. I think Dr. Wilford Riley from Kentucky, the professor out of Kentucky there, who just is releasing a new book called Taboo, by the way. Give him a little plug. And he, of course, wrote a great book on the hate crime hoax of what's going on and how, you know, these things have been manipulated in the media and in the culture to get us to think something that it just isn't so. And so this is what's going on here in this whole debate, whether it's Second Amendment right, whether it's freedom of religion. I mean, all these contentions that are coming forth, but they've been agitated because the forces that exist, Adam, they've been able to silo us. They've been able to divide us in such a way. And so when you silo people and they're thinking, they get frustrated because we're not having conversations.
Right.
We're having a bunch of monologues.
Right.
And
now
people are yelling at one another, right?
That's absolutely right. And I think, you know, the great irony of multiculturalism is it's just made us more tribal. You know, it has had exactly the opposite effect of what we wanted. And, you know, the thing that I think irks me about our present moment, you know, we've got the Washington Post trumpeting democracy dies in darkness and all this business, whereas up until fairly recently, the progressive left championed this idea that there was no truth, there were just narratives, you know, there were only points of view, and now that there are points of views that they don't like, they want to come back and say, well, actually, no, there is truth, and the truth does matter. And they're right. There is truth, and the truth does matter. But that is not a bandwagon that they've been on, you know, until things really turned against them in some significant ways. And that, it's inconsistent. It's intellectually dishonest.
Right. Well, and they should be exposed for being dishonest. And, you know, as I say, and again, I repeat it, is that experience defines preference. And we've had a lot of experience in these last couple decades, particularly the last decade, that we can look back upon and say, okay, do we want another decade like the one we just went through, where we've got ourselves all exercised, going nowhere, getting angry with one another, and maybe we've just punched ourselves out enough to the point that we can say, you know what, we can get along here. I can listen to you.
Yep.
You can listen to me. We don't need to invalidate one another and cancel and cancel each other and do damage, but being all the better for it. As Jordan Peterson says, that, you know, when we become so ideologically fixed, we really self-impose stupid on us.
Yeah, you know? Exactly right.
And I think that's brilliant insight, to what, because it's self-inflicted.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably a good segue into our movie, too, right?
I was going to say eventually we might talk about the movies. Yes, go ahead.
You know, speaking of self-inflicted, I'm wondering if Robert Downey got up this morning and thought that Dr. Doolittle was a self-inflicted wound on his career. Obviously, he hasn't been able to do any wrong for a decade now,
right,
playing Tony Stark and Iron Man in the Avengers franchise. And Dr. Doolittle, I think it's safe to say, underperformed. It's actually just called Doolittle, and obviously this is about the Scottish guy who talks to animals. And this time around in the story, Robert Downey Jr. has lost his beloved wife. He's pretty much a hermit. He's holed up in his estate. He doesn't want anything to do with human beings because he doesn't want to have his heart hurt again. And that's when a young girl who's sent as an emissary from the Queen comes to him and says, the Queen is mortally ill, and you're the only one who can find the cure to save her. And so he and another young man named Stubbins set off on a globe-trotting adventure that feels a little bit Pirates of the Caribbean, a little bit Raiders of the Lost Ark, albeit with a lot more silliness involved. Secular critics hated this movie. I didn't hate it, but I also wouldn't say it's going to make my best of the year list. It's
right.
The kind of movie that you forget 5 minutes after you walk out of the theater. And as far as family fare goes, I thought, with the exception of one sort of exceedingly gross dragon flatulence moment near the end of the movie, you know, one or two mild profanities, this is the kind of movie we want Hollywood to make, at least from a content perspective. You know, aesthetically and quality-wise, it's probably not going to be something that he puts high on his resume. But,
exactly.
You know, I didn't hate it as much as a lot of the critics did.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when you have something that's not so good. It helps you appreciate the good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe the contrast is selling. Bad Boys for Life, though, number one, huh?
Yeah, Bad Boys for Life. You know, if I'm a Hollywood bean counter, it's just mystical why some things hit and some things don't. You know, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back in a franchise that came out 25 years ago. Who would have thought this thing still had legs? But it's going to make almost $60 million over the four-day holiday. And, you know, Will Smith's Gemini movie completely tanked last year. People have been saying he's done.
Right, exactly.
But clearly there's still an appetite for this franchise and this story. And I went to a screenwriting class once, Bill, and the teacher said if Hollywood knew how to make blockbuster movies, they would make them every time. And this is a big surprise. It made about $20 million more this weekend than they were expecting. And, you know, it's interesting to have a surprise every now and then. There's some interesting spiritual stuff here, but it's an R-rated movie, so a lot of profanity, a lot of violence, relative to a lot of stuff that's out there these days. Maybe not the worst of the worst, but certainly squarely in R-rated territory.
Exactly. Well, and for Will Smith, it's been a roller coaster ride, as you say. He's he's been done more than once,
right,
in the last several years with some of these movies, and even to the point where it looked like his son was doing better than he was.
Yeah, and you know, the reality is, there's nothing consistent in Hollywood anymore. There's so much competition that tried and true hits that you know are going to just be, you know, a home run, they're few and far between.
Just Mercy. We've got less than a minute left. I like the whole theme of Just Mercy, and we didn't get much of a chance last time either to talk about it, but hey, got 30 seconds.
You know, this is a movie about a guy who decides to defend a convicted murderer because he doesn't think he's guilty, and you can read the full review at plugged.in.com and find out more about it.
Yeah, it's it should be performing better than what it is, I believe.
Good movie. We're seeing.
Exactly. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Holtz, he is the director of PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of all the know. Hey, Adam, as always, appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a great day.
Yep.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.